Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Helen. Like to see a pop. Hold on, everyone. So, here I am. I've missed a couple of weeks, I apologize. Just a little and I hit the button. I'm a little I'm built disjointed. With soy milk. I'm at Starbucks, but I didn't want to miss this because Lucy has gone through the trouble each week of setting this up. So I can't be so uncaring that I don't pay attention and get online at the right time. Because mindfulness matters. So I guess what I want to talk about today while I wait for my coffee is very simply this. The mindfulness. You know, I pulled up and I watched this woman who had legally a handicap sticker in her window. However, when push came to shove, she walked out to her car. She didn't need to use a handicap spot for handicap purposes. She just had the right to. So she did. And in my mind, at first I was a little angry, and then I realized it's my energy. Not because I wanted to park there, because of a lack of consideration. Hold on one second, everybody. I'm back again. Sorry for the silence. So, mindfulness. We don't walk around in this world without a footprint. My yoga instructor would tell me in the class that we are mindful and get the footsteps that we step with, the way we put our mat down, the way we show up is going to be the way we answer. It's going to be the answer to someone where we handle ourselves in this place called the world. Our imprint, our loudness that we make in this world. And that's your choice. So how do you want to show up today? What impression do you want to leave? Do you want to be kind, gentle, loving? Or do you want to be snappy? If it's snappiness, it goes both ways. When you snap, you get to hurt somebody or jump them into action or, you know, push them along. However, it costs energy. It's just not worth the amount of energy. It can't be worth it. It costs you physically, emotionally, and quite frankly, spiritually. So, my heart says to me, I want to make a difference. And I had to get online. I had to do the show. Because somebody set this up for me. Somebody took their time. And I want to honor that. And we have an opportunity to honor just not just that, but to honor ourselves. Honor ourselves in moving forward. I had a very kind compliment yesterday when somebody said to me, they're happy that I've become a new mentor in their lives. That felt very nice. And it's becoming a stress reminder for me as to what is not happening in the world. Other people say that. And even I have to turn around and look at these things and say, what am I willing to put up with? What am I willing to allow? Myself to deal with on this level. One person tells me I'm a mentor, and another person doesn't give me the time of day. And I have the opportunity to have a conversation with myself around that subject. You know? I had the opportunity to turn around and say what my standard for expectation in my life is. how I want to be treated by somebody. I hope that makes sense. I don't have to accept less than for myself. Because if we don't think we have that value, they won't think we have that value. No one will think we have that value. It's a short show today because I got on late. I got on about 7 minutes late and I had some sounds, but I didn't want to miss the show because it's time to be mindful. September 1st, I lost my summer. For those of you who have listened to me for years, know what I think of my summer. I lost my summer. Summer happened. I lost the summer I wanted. I worked. I chose to work instead of do these other things. And I got the benefits of income from it. And that's the plus. And I got the benefits of helping and feeling good about myself, but I did not get summer. Instead, I want to just wish out to everyone nothing but love. If you want to lose 20 to 40 pounds, come to YWeight at YWeightOnline.com. And if you need any help with purpose or love or abundance, give me a call or give me an email, blah, 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 email, ha. Anyway, nothing but love. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.